Good morning. It's May 30th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Everyday Miracles. I think that I see something deeper, more infinite, more eternal than the ocean in the expression of the eyes of a little baby when it wakes in the morning and coos or laughs because it sees the sun shining on its crib. Van Gogh. I've delivered somewhere around 8,000 to 9,000 babies and been in attendance at the birth of at least 3,500 more. That ought to mean I have seen just about everything you can see related to the birth of a child, right? Wrong. Every single one is a new experience for the parents, the nurses, the baby, and for me. I've contemplated many times making a book of photographs that are nothing but the parents' facial expressions when they see their child for the very first time. Tears, grins, laughter, shouts, faces looking heavenward, faces looking downward, covered with hands, now even mask faces during the pandemic, and audible sobs. You name it. I've had a father who literally dropped to the floor, rolling back and forth and thanking God over and over. Many a time I have noted that while there may be no atheists in foxholes, you'll be hard-pressed to find any in delivery rooms either. Consider that a baby starts as two microscopic cells, somehow finding each other in a dark expanse, analogous to two ping-pong balls hitting each other when released randomly into a space the size of the Superdome. That ought to be miracle enough. But then to have that tiny bundle of dividing cells turned into the phenomenally complex and responsive creature you hold in your hands at delivery, well, having both a Bachelor of Science in Biology and a doctorate in medicine provide me with far less understanding than my master's in biblical studies. I really just want you to take a moment and enjoy some of my favorite baby quotes below. And while you're doing that, consider what a master stroke it was for God to choose the incarnation of his son as a baby. There could have been no better way for us to see both the character of God and the perfect model of humanity than through a savior born to a woman but conceived by the Spirit who is both fully man and fully God. Talk about a miracle. Would you not love to have had an Arlo camera in the corner of that manger? As an obstetrician, I can totally understand why Ricky Bobby likes to pray only to the baby Jesus in his movie Talladega Nights. Even if, as his wife points out, he grew up and had a beard, Ricky. There are no words to describe the euphoria you feel when your baby recognizes you for the first time and smiles. Jared Padalecki. Making the decision to have a child is momentous. It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking around outside your body. Elizabeth Stone. Children see neither the past nor the future. They enjoy the present, which very few of us do. Jean de la Bruyere. It is a moment of pure ecstasy and satisfaction when you see a smile flicker on a baby's lips, just as they gently pass into deep slumber. Unknown. All those cliches, those things you hear about having a baby and motherhood, all of them are true. And all of them are the most beautiful things you will ever experience. Penelope Cruz. Even when freshly washed and relieved of all obvious confections, children tend to be sticky. Fran Lebowitz. If evolution is really true, how come mothers only have two hands? Milton Berle. The most precious jewels you'll ever have around your neck are the arms of your children. Unknown. When your first baby drops her pacifier, you immediately sterilize it. When your next baby drops her pacifier, you tell the dog, fetch. Bruce Lansky. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the everyday miracle that is a baby. It's true, a baby changes everything. Remind us every day that one special baby changed everything for all of us, those of us with children and those without. Thank you that believing in your Son adopts us all into your family for eternity. And you become to us not only God, but Dad. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.